Now we're checking with Dave Hansen and tell us how exactly we got here.
Well, Clark, the game got off to a long, slow, and deliberate start. USA quietly moves the ball down the field on their first drive before Brennan Harper runs in from 1 yard. And then also ran in the two-point conversion, and that would be the end of the first quarter. Each team only had one possession in the first quarter, and USA leads 8-0. After a
stop right there, we must say that Harbor Beach had a terrible first possession. It came at 3-and-out with actually lost yardage.
Yeah, they returned the kickoff to the 45-yard line and then punted from their own 33-yard line,
and
I believe.
Mostly in part due to a 15-yard loss from Eli Kraft.
A 15-yard sack play, but on the play before, Kraft was in trouble and scrambled all over the place just to get 4 yards. And on the second, the next play, same thing, except USA actually did not miss as many tackles in the backfield and got them. So that's just what Kraft can do for you. Yeah, he might take a big loss, but he can turn anything into a gain at any time. Moving on to the second quarter, after Harbor Beach, after that terrible drive, the punt was blocked immediately and recovered by Austin Harper. He blocked it and recovered it, putting USA in great field position, and they took advantage. It ended up being a quarterback sneak from the half-yard line on fourth down. Carter Lindenberg falls into the end zone. Unfortunately, the two-point conversion was no good. But at this time, USA leads 14-0. And the home crowd here loving it. But that all of a sudden ended quickly here. Eli Kraft gets things rolling. They go back to the spread offense. They started in the wing tee, go to the spread offense, start throwing the ball all over the place. Josh Shelkey makes a phenomenal one-handed catch on the run. He almost just looked like he stuck his hand out just to kind of slow the ball down. It was thrown in front of him and away from him. He did an excellent job to one-hand the ball. He stiff-armed the first defender and outran everyone else. 38 yards later, he finds the end zone. Eli Kraft runs in the two-point conversion, making it 14-8, still USA. USA, after that, had to punt it away. Eli Kraft eventually has a one-yard touchdown run, and the extra point by Nick Hessling was good, putting Harbor Beach in the lead 14-15. Harbor Beach would then kick it off to USA, who on the third play on that drive would throw a bad interception right around midfield. Colin Cook jumped the route, and very quickly after that, Seltz had a big-time gain on that play. I have Kraft scoring that touchdown, and the extra point was good again. Now, how much time was left, Clark? About 10 seconds was left. I'm sorry, 10 seconds was left. Harbor Beach kicks a little squib kick that bounces around and recovered by Austin Ginther. Austin Ginther recovers what looked like a squib kick. It was too far away to be an onside kick. And a hustle play on the part of Ginther recovers the ball. 6 seconds left from the 40-yard line. Harbor Beach runs 9 yards with Seltz. Gets a quick timeout, 1 second left. And as predictable as the day is long, Kraft lobs the ball to the way of Shelkey. One-on-one coverage. Shelkey beats the defender, hauls in the pass, and scores a touchdown as time expires. The extra point was wide left, but no matter. Damage done for Harbor Beach. They lead 28-14 in an absolutely incredible last 2 minutes of that half, Clark.
Side note first, if you're curious how long the day is long, it's 10 hours and 33 minutes currently. But the last 2 minutes of that half, you really saw what Harbor Beach can do when they really want to.
And you'd just be awestruck watching that last 2 minutes and even the last 30 seconds with them scoring a touchdown, recovering an onside kick, and then all of a sudden throwing a bomb into the end zone. I mean, from 30 yards away with one play left, you know they're going to throw it.
USA coverage was right there. It's just Josh Shelkey made that second effort.
Oh, he made a great catch at about the 5-yard line and dived across the pylon, yes, but he was in one-on-one coverage with the cornerback. The deep safety was in the end zone coming out to try and make the tackle, and Shelkey had just enough length on him to reach across the goal line and score the touchdown. But on a play that was somewhat predictable, a pass play, and we called it up here, it was going to Shelkey. You know, he's your tallest, lankiest receiver, and sure-handed as it comes, you know, USA gives up a big one there.
Let's take a look at the individual stats as well as the team goes. USA on offense, their rushing game has 116 yards for 34 plays, and they're 0 for 1 in the passing game. So they have 35 plays for 116 yards of offense in the first half, throwing three plays, three returns for special teams for 9 yards. And you have 38 plays and 125 yards altogether, and two penalties resulting in 30 yards. Carter Lindenberg is 3 for -9 yards, including a 1 yard touchdown keeper. Nathan Mielke, 1 carry for -1 yard. Seth Gangler, 13 carries for 50 yards. Brandon Harper has the other touchdown. He's 14 carries for 63 yards. His long of the day, though, is only 12 yards, which typically, Dave, we see that closer to about 25 to 30.
Well, and even so, you see 12 yards a carry by Harper once a drive. I mean, he just seems to break one all the time. And if it's not him, it's Gangler. Gangler only has one run over 6 yards.
And that's 10 yards.
And it was only 10 yards.
So, and then Miller-Wise has 3 carries for 13 yards. Carter Lindenberg in the passing game is 0 for 1 with 1 interception. The pass was intended to Miller-Wise, and that was picked off by Colin Cook of Harbor Beach. Returning the ball on the kickoffs was Miller-Wise for 7 yards, Harper for no gain, and Ewald with 2-yard return. Punting, Miller-Wise had a 37-yard punt, looked good. And the penalties, one against Harper for 15 yards, and the other was unknown.
And actually, that punt by Miller-Wise was really good. It was only 37 yards, but it was kicked away, angled away from Essemaker on the punt return, so there was no return on that game.
As far as Harbor Beach's offense goes, they have 12 plays rushing for 84 yards, 8 plays passing for 115 yards, for a total of 20 plays in offense for 199 yards, throwing 2 returns for 59 yards, and you have 22 plays altogether, for 258 yards for the Harbor Beach offense. No penalties on the offensive side for the Pirates. Austin Seltz, 5 carries for 55 yards. And Eli Kraft, 7 carries for 29 yards, including 2 touchdowns, rushing the ball.
You can also make a case, Clark, that Harper and Gangler's rushing is down. Eli Kraft's rushing is down. 7 carries for 29 yards is only 4 yards a carry. And actually, the better runner, Seltz, right now has been the been sort of the better runner on the ground, but I guess a lot of his rushes yards come on that 36-yard run play he had earlier in the game.
As far as passing the ball, Eli Kraft, 7 for 8 for 115 yards and 2 touchdowns. Not too bad, Dave.
No, I would say that's pretty good. Yeah, I mean,
I'll take it.
14 yards he averages per pass play. That's definitely a first down. I think that Coach Shelke could sleep with that.
And receiving the ball, Travis Essemaker, 1 for 1 for 29 yards. Callum Cook, 2 for 2 for 10 yards. Mitch Hearn, 1 for 1 for 6 yards. And Josh Shelke, 3 for 4 for 70 yards, and bringing in those 2 touchdown receptions. One who has time expired in the first half. Special teams, Travis Essemaker returned 1 for 20 yards, and Josh Shelke, the other 1 for 39 yards. Nick Hessling has 1 punt of the day, and it was blocked. And no penalties on Harbor Beach offense. Defensively for USA, 14 tackles, 1 sack for 15 yards, and 1 penalty for 1 yard on the defensive side. Nathan Mielke leads USA Patriot defenders with 4 tackles. Seth Gangler with 2 tackles. Brandon Harper, Ballard, and Nitz all with 1. Hayden Ewald with 2 tackles. Then Miller-Wise, Kohler, and only the shadow knows number 10.
Aaron Sines.
Aaron Sines. Ah, good memory there, Dave, from last game with the other tackle. Brendan Ballard has a 15-yard sack on his credit on the day so far. And then he also has the only penalty on defense. That was that offside encroachment on the extra point for 1 yard. Harbor Beach defense, 29 tackles, 1 tackle for a loss, 2 sacks for 4 yards, 1 interception, and 2 penalties for 30 yards. DJ Ridner leads all tacklers for Harbor Beach with 5. Travis Essemaker has 3. Colin Cook with 2. Josh Shelke with 1. Eli Kraft with 2. Number 20, Keys, has 1 tackle. Number 21, Lemanski, has 3 tackles. Number 50, George Sutherland with 3. Number 74, Austin Ginsler with 1 tackle. And Josh Wan with 4 tackles. Colin Cook has a tackle for a loss for a negative yard. Sacks go to Livingston and Ginther. Livingston with 3 yards and Ginther with 7 yards.